controversy in Hong Kong this week as media mogul Jimmy Lai was imprisoned and then released on bail this morning on vague, undisclosed charges. The Wire's Spencer Forgrave investigates the billionaire's background and why mainland China wants to see him jailed.
I don't have anything to say. The most important thing is to go home and rest. Nothing to say and I'm tired. Thank you and bye.
Jimmy Lai's arrest on Monday under Hong Kong's Beijing-backed national security law has been decried across the board by the international community. With the media mogul's release on bail in the early hours of this morning, it begs the question as to why the Chinese government wants Jimmy Lai in jail. Smuggled into Hong Kong on a fishing boat at 12, Lai started his illustrious career as a child labourer at a textile factory making $8 a month, before working his way up to become a factory manager and using his wealth to expand his own clothing empire. Being moved by the events of Tiananmen Square in 1989, Lai began his first media publication, Next Magazine, in 1990, before moving to establish Apple Daily in 1995, which held a staunch pro-Hong Kong democracy stance, openly criticising the Chinese government. Lai and his publications have been the subject of frequent attacks from mystery perpetrators. Lai and his publications have been the subject of frequent attacks from mystery perpetrators, with publication headquarters and his home firebombed on multiple occasions, as well as threatening messages left in his driveway. We spoke to Veronica Attard, professor and head of journalism at the University of Technology, Sydney, about Lai and his publications and what his arrest holds for the future of journalism in Hong Kong.
Well, clearly this is all a part of the implementation of China's new national security laws, and I think it's also a shot across the bow for independent media in Hong Kong. I mean, I think it sends a very sharp signal to what remains of independent media in the territory that either they should watch what they're doing or they could be next. Lai and his two sons and four other executives of his group were arrested under the law, which is a very, very wide law, as we all know. It was passed in June. It bypasses the local legislature and it basically hinges on a precept that makes dissent impossible in Hong Kong. I think for journalists, what it means is that in criminalising collusion with a foreign country as a danger to national security, it means that anything can be interpreted as collusion. And in Jimmy Lai's case, where he had recently been to the United States, where he sat down with Mike Pence in the White House, somebody who has been seen and not only seen but also arrested at pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, he's very much a man walking around with a big fat target on his back as far as the Chinese government is concerned.
How might the arrest of pro-democracy advocates set precedents in Hong Kong?
The biggest issue that this poses is that it sends a very, very strong message to, as I say, what remains of independent media in Hong Kong. I mean, it's a very, very uncertain future. Hong Kong, prior to the resumption of Chinese control, was a region that had a vibrant independent media. That has slowly eroded over the last 10 years. Some outlets remain editorially independent, but they often are investigated by the local regulators, particularly this year in relation to their reportage of the protests, for example. We've also seen foreign correspondents turfed. So the Financial Times editor was dismissed because his visa wasn't renewed. The New York Times has had a reporter who has been kicked out of China and now kicked out of Hong Kong. So I think that what Beijing is trying to tell Hong Kong through its media is that unless that free speech and free press was guaranteed under Hong Kong's laws, that they will end up in the same place as they are in China, which is not very free and not very free, and where free speech has got limitations that need to meet the will of the party. It is sending a very, very strong message to media in Hong Kong, do as we say or else.
Monica Attard, Professor and Head of Journalism at the University of Technology, Sydney, finishing that report from The Wire's Spencer Forgrave.